You're listening to the Newsmakers podcast from MLB.com.
The game of baseball is in great shape, and you don't have to look far to find out why it's in great shape. I have on the phone Commissioner Rob Manfred. Commissioner, thank you so much for being with me.
I'm happy to do it.
I want to start off by talking about the Dream Series. It's a program to provide opportunities for diverse high school pitchers and catchers. Can you talk about that? It's going to happen in a couple of days.
Well, it's part of a, you know, broader initiative that baseball's engaged in to try to encourage the participation of minority players in the game, particularly African Americans. It is really a unique opportunity for high potential young players to get the very best instruction, often from former major league players. And it's really served this program and the related programs have really served the industry well. We've seen a real uptick in the number of African Americans who've gone in the first round of the draft the last few years.
That's true. And you have guys like Dave Stewart and Darren Oliver involved in this program. How good is that?
Well, I mean, look, if you're a young person interested in pursuing a career in a game, the most appealing opportunity that you can be given is the opportunity to work with former major league players and, you know, players who were really stars like Dave Stewart.
You know, I want to talk about the game right now. You have a handful of players who are 25 years or younger, and it has to be exciting to have so many young players in this game and helping you carry this game.
Well, you know, I feel very fortunate. The timing of becoming commissioner coincided with the emergence of a generation of young stars that everybody agrees just unbelievably talented and you know, maybe equally important, unbelievably marketable. You know, you got players like Chris Bryant, Bryce Harper, Mike Trout. You know, the list goes on and on. Andrew McCutchen just goes on and on. And it is a great opportunity for the game to sell itself to young people.
As you watch the game, how excited are you to watch them play? And it seems like they really attract the younger viewers.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the, you know, there's so many great things about the World Series last year. But one of the things that I found to be encouraging is our partners, ESPN, Turner, Fox, came to us and said, you know, not only are these young players on both teams, both the Indians and the Cubs, not only are they great players, but they're so interested in helping to market the game. And that's just wonderful for us.
What about the globalization of the game? Are we going to see Major League Baseball in Europe, Montreal, et cetera?
Look, I think you will see us play some games in Europe during the term of the new basic agreement. It's something we negotiated with the Players Association for, and it is our intention to do that. We don't have a site or time that I can be specific about right now, but we think it's a very, very important step for the game. In terms of Canada, you know, some of the best rating numbers for our game, All-Star Game postseason, were delivered in Canada, and we see Canada, both our neighbors, Canada and Mexico, as opportunities for us.
Do you see a team back in Montreal like you had with the Expos?
Look, I think Montreal is a viable candidate for a Major League franchise. You know, we don't have one available right now. We don't have an actual firm plan for expanding, but I think with an appropriate venue, Montreal could be a major league city again.
How excited are you about the World Baseball Classic? It seems like a lot of players want to play in this event, and you have to be pleased about that.
Yeah, we're very pleased with the players who've committed to playing in the event. You know, given the way the calendar works with baseball and the fact that baseball is a summer Olympic sport, you know, it's very difficult for us to have a premier international tournament in the Olympics. Given that fact, the WBC has to fill that role, and we're really intent on continuing to build the popularity of that event as the premier international baseball tournament.
What do you like about the game itself? It seems like it's more popular than ever.
Well, look, I think that our game it has two fundamental advantages. First of all, it is embedded in our culture in a way that no other sport really is. It is the national pastime. People think of it as a uniquely American game. And then secondly, I think that, you hear a lot about pace of game, length of game. I think one of the real advantages of our sport is that it is a nice respite from the way that people live the rest of their lives. It's a relaxing game. It's played in an environment that stadiums are family-friendly, and you have an opportunity to really interact with the people that you share a baseball game with.
That's true. I want to talk about the Players Association. You and the Players Association were able to get a labor agreement, and the thing that impresses me, 22 years of labor peace, and that has to feel good.
Well, look, it is an amazing change for our sport. For years, the sport was plagued by terrible labor relations, strikes, lockouts, and I think one thing that both parties have learned, the owners and the Players Association, that working together, making agreements, keeping the game on the field, keeping the focus on the field is the best thing you can do for our sport.
What will the fans like about the CBA?
Look, I think that the fans will like the CBA because we, again, made changes that are designed to promote the most important thing about our sport, which is competitive balance.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that changes like the luxury tax, the changes we made in the international market, are all designed to allow clubs in all market sizes, big and small, to have a similar opportunity to compete and win. And, you see the evidence of that on the field. We had a big market team last year in the Cubs, but they were playing a small market team in the World Series in Cleveland. And the year before, we had a big market team in New York playing a small market team from Kansas City and the small market one. So, that's the kind of balance you want to see in your game.
What is your biggest goal for 2017 for the game of baseball?
Look, I think our biggest goal is to build on the momentum that 2016 gave us. I think that, a lot of the great ratings and accolades that the game received as a result of the Cubs' win have to do with the fact that it was the Cubs and the long streak. But we believe it's also an indicator of the fundamental strength of our game. And, we'd like to go out in 2017 and show how strong the game is with or without the Cubs.
Commissioner, do you have a pet peeve about the game, something you would like to change for 2017?
Well, I don't like to pick at our game. I will say, and I've been public about this, I do think that there are non-competitive driven delays in our game that we need to continue to be focused on to keep the pace of play moving along. I think that, things like mound visits, batters who are slow getting into the box, pitching changes that are longer than they need to be are things that we should deal with. It doesn't affect the outcome of the game, but it does affect the fans' enjoyment of the game.
Right. Understand. My final question, we understand you went to see President-elect Donald Trump. How did that meeting go, and do you hope that he throws out the first pitch?
Look, we had a very cordial meeting. I had not met President-elect Trump before, it really was an honor for me to have an opportunity to do it. And more to come on the issue of first pitches, okay? That's all I can say at this point.
Okay.
All right.
Commissioner Rob Manfred, thank you so much for being with me.
All right. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
You got it.